This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back on Friday, we got to chat with Adrian, the kayaker, that was out there on the water with his dad when he got swooped up by a whale into the whale's mouth and then eventually spit back out, thankfully.
We watched that video over and over and over on Friday afternoon because Tatum didn't see it before, my daughter. And once she saw it, she was blown away. She thought it was the funniest thing because he was okay.
Oh, for sure. This is part of the chat where he was talking about that moment he knew he was in the mouth of a whale.
I felt like a wave when you're at the beach swimming and a wave hits you and takes you underwater and you spin. That's when I knew that I was inside the mouth of something. So it was 1 second of that feeling like I was going to die. Well, I thought about a lot of things, you know, you can have some illogical thought. I thought that if I was able to survive, it would be because Pinocchio was right. And when I got home, I messaged a friend and told him, hey, a whale ate me. And he was like, that's obviously not true.
I got video of it, buddy.
And then obviously we were curious, like, you know, having trauma on the other side of that, is he making any plans to get back out on the water?
Well, everyone asks me that question. You know, I always loved to be around nature. I don't remember this experience with any fear. Just it's like a strange feeling about transcendence and the message that the life gave me through this experience. I want to keep on traveling, getting to know more places, get to know more animals, more people.
Well, I hope that when you meet future animals that you don't try and get eaten by them, though. I mean,
stay out of their mouths.
No.
Valuable life lesson, stay out of animals' mouths.
For sure. Yeah. Grateful for that.
I do love that he did connect it to Pinocchio.
Yes.
And I was like, was not expecting that. He was such a cool guy.
He was awesome. Yeah. And Migs, I know you've been doing radio nearly 30 years.
Forever. For my entire life.
This was the first time in your radio career that you ponied up some cash for the interview.
Because this isn't the first time I've ever been asked for money. Like, this happens, I'm sure Danny can attest to this as well, in times like, or, you know, you hit up certain people. Typically, it's like the people who are going trending, going viral, because they're trying to make an extra couple dollars, and I get it. More often than not, though, I'm like, not worth it. But he came back to us when we reached out to him. So Sarah got a hold of him, and he's like, hey, I'll do it, but I'm hoping I could be financially compensated for my time. And my first knee-jerk reaction was, tell him to go kiss a whale. Stupid. But then I was like, well, how much does he want? And all he wanted was $60.
So did you pay him $60?
No, of course we had to go back and offer him less because that's just how it is.
So what was your lowball offer?
So I said, go back to him. Honestly, I would have paid the $60. He said, no, $60 is my firm number. But we're like, hey, ask him if he'll do it for 40. I don't know why in my head, but I thought 40 is a little less ridiculous than dropping $60. So Sarah gets back to him. He's like, yeah, I'll do it for $40. So sent them the PayPal, and that's why my daughter watched the video on Friday, because when I got home, my wife's like, she keeps an eye on our finances because she knows I don't. I'm terrible with my money, this being one of those examples. So she was just like, what'd you spend $40 through PayPal on? It's not like she's like mad or anything like that, but just curious. And I was like, well, I spent money on a guest. And she's like, what? And then I told her the whole story, and she's like, oh, I've seen that guy. And to me, worth every penny.
So you do it again in the right circumstance.
Absolutely.
After negotiations.
Well, when I first thought about it, I'm like, I really do want to hear his story. Like, you know, I mean, we saw a couple clips like on some news agencies, but like, we have dumb questions we want to ask. And they're not asking the stupid questions. They're asking the serious questions. So I was like, you know what? $40 well spent.
Pay that man.
Absolutely.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.